Welcome to the Sports Betting Show, coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Toe.
That right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's getting Stacey's beard water wide.
Wide mitt. I cannot see the screen.
Mitt, will you please
let Gumpy see
the screen?
I have a broken leg. Bruce will be doing that for you, Gumpy.
Mitt has a broken leg. He will be doing that. Bruce will be doing that for you, Gumpy.
Look at Bruce doing it right now. Sir. He doesn't know what to do.
Honor, how are you, pal?
I'm doing really good. I had a really good gambling weekend. Yeah, that's about it. I don't really have much else to say. I love football. I love watching football. That's all I did yesterday. And I won some money fucking doing it. Let's go, Cowboys. My Lakers got their first win. That's how I ended my fucking night. It was awesome.
Good weekend for Mitt. An absolute good weekend for Mitt. Is Bruce just clicking around?
Just call me right back.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, because it's for some reason it's just paused on your guys' screen. Like, I'm fine. So if you just call me back, it'll probably be fine.
Hold on. Bruce is going to get Cito. We'll do that before we call you. Before we hang up on you, Bruce is going to get Cito.
As long as I'm fine on your end, we're good.
How was your gambling weekend, pal?
College football was decent. Uh-huh. And then yesterday we were sitting 6-3, and the Colts decided to do that. Falcons, Panthers. I mean, I don't know if any side was the right side. There we go.
Yeah, I don't know. But
I don't know. Like, I can't sit here and tell you that the Falcons should have covered because they shouldn't have. But Artie Smith kicking that field goal for the cover was the greatest thing of all time. And then I was like, oh no. Now Artie Smith's gonna get crushed by everybody because he kicked a field goal. But at least they ended up winning.
No, so when the offsides was called, I thought it was on the Panthers, so that it was going to be first down Falcons, and they were just going to kneel the ball out. It was going to be cover for the Panthers, which I loved, but it wasn't. And then the field goal happened, and the bomb happened, and then everything happened. Panthers did get a cover there. I was 10-3 in college this weekend.
Oh, baby.
Not a bad weekend.
College has been good this year, to be honest.
College has been great. 2-3 yesterday in the NFL. Not a bad little weekend. Like, nothing. Like, if we run through it real quick, how was, what did you do, Bruce? How are you back there, dude?
What's going on, dude?
Speaking of Bruce.
Yeah.
The cover by TCU against West Virginia was all time.
Yeah, thank God I didn't go back to the well. That's just age and maturity, you know. Years pass, you just go back to the well there. Glad I didn't. For me, Saturday was tough, as it just has been all year. Sunday, crushed it. The only two picks I gave out that lost were the Jaguars and the Giants.
The Jags again, man.
They outplayed them. You just got rust.
They outplayed.
It was just got rust.
Hey, that was the fucking rule, dude. No way a guy was doing high knees on a plane and losing.
They outplayed. The Jags outplay their team or their opponents literally every single week. Yep, and Trevor Lawrence throws a fucking interception on the goal line every week.
Yeah, they just don't know how to
Travis
close
Etienne's
it out.
Travis Etienne's one of my favorite fucking dudes to watch in the NFL.
I was a hater coming in, and he is so good.
College football, I'm glad.
I find it so interesting to watch the Broncos, though, because their defense is so fucking good.
They're the best under team maybe ever created.
Dude, their secondary is absurd. Like, that guy makes a game-winning pick with a cast.
Yeah, that was so sick.
I don't know why they are considered sellers right now. That is the stupidest fucking thing. The Broncos, they were saying if they were to lose the game in London, that they were going to trade away all their best players. Like, what the fuck?
That was crazy out of Lewis Riddick.
All in all, though, like, pretty much every game in London this year has been a banger.
Yeah, they've been close at least. That one,
right?
Was close.
Like, that's pretty sweet. For those games, usually aren't close.
Yeah. 90,000 screaming London acts.
Let's just go through the rest of the. Yep, exactly.
Nailed it.
Atlanta and Carolina, we talked about. Dallas easily covered. They scored a fuck ton of points. Tony Pollard. I love Zeke, but Tony Pollard should probably be the starting running back there.
At the end of the year.
With who?
TP.
Pollard. He's free agent after this year.
Yeah, Bills.
Someone's going
to. I don't know. They got, honestly, that's total Cowboys mark here. You got to fucking have
Who's
Zeke
the
take
dude?
Team-friendly deal and then fucking give half that money to Tony.
Who was the dude that was on the Vikings that the Niners paid and then he just never played a down of football again?
Madison?
No. Madison's still on the Vikings.
Still there?
Yeah. I can't. Oh, fuck. Who was it? Got paid big, too.
Vikings? The Niners?
Dalvin Cook's, was it Dalvin Cook's backup really? Who came in?
Vikings to Niners running back.
Dude, if you need a running back, though.
Jerick McKinnon.
McKinnon. Wilson is so good for the Niners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. Like there's a lot of running backs that are great in that system and then aren't good other places, though.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't know. We'll get to it.
Your Finns struggled early, but they came back and what, covered by half?
Yeah, four. It was 3.5. I don't understand. Like, our secondary is banged up. We got to make a move there. But we'll run all game. Like, Mostert will run all over everybody. It can't be stopped. And then we'll get to a point in the game where we need a drive to, like, take the lead or seal a victory.
Uh-huh.
And we got Chase Edmonds running for half a yard. Like, Mostert is our guy. Just let him play. It hasn't worked with Edmonds. I got nothing against Edmonds. It just hasn't worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're fans of Edmonds on this show.
Didn't Edmonds come off to a really, great really, really hot start this year?
Well, he was great last year.
Yeah, last year he was
can't catch a ball. He's got like the most drops in the league too. But Mostert looks very, very good. We lost another O lineman yesterday too.
I also think there's a degree with Chase where like he was boys with Christian Kirk and Kyler, and then now it's like Tyree kind of like big dogging him all the time. Probably. Whoa,
dude. Why would you say that?
Jeez.
What do you mean?
Don't spread lies.
That's just pure speculation. I don't think you can call it a lie.
Minnesota win and cover. A couple bad interceptions by Kyler late in that one.
Thought we were going to backdoor that thing.
There was always right that they had multiple chances to backdoor that one, and they didn't. Vegas, the Raiders going to New Orleans. Chalk that
did
one up.
Did they go? I don't know if
they did. I don't think they did make the trip. Yeah. Or they were all out on fucking bourbon Saturday night.
Bye week.
This is why Derek Carr will never be great.
They all fucking stunk.
But dude, you know what I mean? We get to these games every year where you're like, Derek Carr is going to win this game. And he lays a fucking egg every damn time.
Yep. Yeah. I like to think that Mark Davis spent that entire hour-long meeting just being like, so Josh Jacobs, 10 carries?
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah.
Like, are we
that,
sure?
What the fuck? How does that happen?
That being said, they are decent numbers, Jacksonville, this week.
New England's
them losing outright was one of my most confident plays. Yeah. Was the Raiders money line?
Yeah.
Put them in every single one of my fucking parlays.
That'll happen.
So many of my parlays lost.
That'll happen. New England win and cover against the Jets. Those are two great under teams as well. Neither of those offenses are any fucking good at all.
No, but I think that just shows if you don't beat yourself, you won't lose to the Jets.
I agree. 1,000% I agree.
Right.
Yeah. Philly embarrassed the Steelers. They're good. Tennessee won in a game where their quarterback threw for 50 yards.
That's crazy.
That's absolutely awesome.
I fucking love it, dude. I fucking love it.
Threw for 50 yards.
That line went to +1 on Saturday night.
I know.
I loved it even more.
I know.
Like, you just hand it off to Derrick Henry, dude. They can't stop you.
Colts and Commanders was, I mean, that is what it should have been. I think that game was what it should have been.
Yeah.
It's exactly what that game should have been.
I
can't.
I'm mad I didn't just take like both +3 on an all line parlay.
You should have.
That was a lock.
You absolutely should have. Rams are dead. Niners defense looks to be getting healthy, and they're coming off a bye, or they're going to have a bye week.
I'm starting to get the 49er Super Bowl ticket itch.
Ooh.
They look unstoppable.
I already dove in. There's few things I enjoy more than the Dolphins winning than the Niners just kicking the shit out of the Rams.
Ranking Sean McVay.
The Giants and Seahawks was close. A couple muff punts. A late. I mean, it probably, like, if Lockett plays, Seattle probably should have won and covered that one, I think, Bruce.
Yeah. Even without the Richie James double muff punts, our offense with basically no wide receivers and, like, Danny Dimes trying to orchestrate, like, a cute knockoff version of the Chiefs just wasn't going to travel into Seattle. Yeah. There was one pivotal 3rd-and-2 where our wide receivers ran a mesh and all all the entire O-line blocked for a screen. So that was the kind of offensive production that the Giants were putting out there.
And then last night,
looked better against the run for a bit though, Bruce.
Yeah, no, it's true. Nick Williams though down now. There's actually some talk, like all the talk around, you know, Giants adding a receiver. There's starting to be some D-line help pickup just because of how bad we've been against the run.
And then the Packers did cover on Sunday night. I don't know if that was the right side that covered.
I don't know how that. I checked my Gamecast and I've never been so happy.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the right side that covered.
Their commitment to the run and just going for the cover was awesome.
Unreal. Thank you. So
good shit. They hit that field goal and then honestly, like, the over probably fucking hits. I was all over the over in that game. They hit that field goal. Somebody else probably scores one more time that overhits. Fuck that.
I can't.
That game stunk.
I can't tell you how different my perspective is on the rest of the Packers season, just given the fact that they lost by 10 exactly.
Okay, I understand. I know exactly what you're saying.
I think we're what are the Packers, 3-5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they'll be 6-5.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Couple of the college games. I'm glad Penn State covered. I think they deserve to cover.
Yeah.
Tennessee blew out Kentucky. Fucking blew out Kentucky.
Fuck yeah.
We talked about the TCU cover. K-State just absolutely dismantled Oklahoma State.
What the fuck was that?
And then there was those lines that we talked about. Louisville beat Wake. Missouri beat South Carolina. That was a +4 game. What were the other ones? Baylor won. Ole Miss ran for 400 yards and won. That's what we talked about. That Illinois took care of business. UCF, that one could have went either way.
That kid that ran for 200 yards, I guess Lane Kiffin was the only guy who recruited him in the country.
Yeah, he's a freshman.
Yeah,
he's a freshman. There's a picture of Lane sitting by himself in the fucking stands recruiting him.
I love how he took a picture and a meme and just tweeted it out. That was pretty sweet.
Drake May beat Pitt by himself. Arkansas dismantled. We were on Arkansas. They dismantled Auburn. Auburn fired their coach today. Oklahoma, you were on them, Gumpy. Mitt, you were on Ohio State over, which is all seems like a guarantee every week.
Oh, that was the sweatiest sweat of all fucking time.
I might get this box score. I think I'm going to print it and frame it. Miami 14, Virginia 12 in 4 overtimes. Not a single touchdown was scored. I had the under in that one.
That'd be a sweet touchdown.
That was a Virginia +2.5. Was a fucking the biggest sweat of all time, dude. I was fucking dying watching that shit.
Hey, dude, we're fading Miami until it fucking bites us in the ass. Let's go. Yeah,
Connecticut outright, Gumpy.
Yeah.
Iowa.
God, best bet in football. You,
the ghost
of UConn.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome.
Iowa put 33 on the board. How about Iowa putting 33 up?
Yeah, the math did not add up.
Did not, did it?
In Iowa City.
Okay.
Sad scenes.
We've already started looking at games this upcoming week and weekend.
Tony, you forgot that Holy Cross beat Fordham in an OT thriller.
Shout out.
Holy War.
I also had the under in Minnesota and Rutgers. That one was 31-0.
31-0?
Yep. We said, hey,
oh, no,
you would think Minnesota's defense can take care of Rutgers, and they did.
The gambling gods also did take me on one game, Tony.
What's that?
The UGA Florida game.
Oh, yeah.
Georgia winning by 22 exactly. I mean, the books have something going on where they.
No, don't
they just
say that.
I mean, that was bullshit.
You say that, and people say that all the time, but then there's games that are 3-point spreads, and the team wins by 40.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Georgia -22.5. It was still the right side. I understand they only won by 20, and they fucking lost.
Tell you what, if you want to take it, you like overs. Anytime Arizona is playing any team, I don't know if you saw any of USC in Arizona. Arizona throws the ball more than anyone in the country. Their quarterback's thrown for like 400 yards in like 5 straight games. They almost beat USC. There's an over team for you.
If you had to be stranded on an island with the people that want bad beat refunds all the time or with the this game is rigged guy, who would you choose? This is a trick question.
Because there's no good answer.
Because they're the same guy.
Because they're the same fucking guy.
Yeah, hey, Bruce, give me death.
I hate people who, and you know, it's the sportsbook's fault. if you take someone for an overprop, say you take Nick Chubb tonight and he gets hurt on the first drive, guess what?
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking gambling.
That is the inherent risk.
You know what, you know what else happens? If you would have bet the under and he gets hurt, you win.
Correct. That's why I mean, like, and that's part of the reason why
it's called, it's why it's called gambling.
And it's part of the reason why I only take under on any props that I do. Because of
that's crazy.
Because of that. All right.
That's absolutely wild.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, it gives you an extra out. This week we got Maction Tuesday, Wednesday. We have college football Thursday, Friday, continuing into Saturday. NFL we have Thursday. We have NBA, of course, NHL, of course. We got World Series tonight. Let's do NFL tonight. There was a side when I handicapped it last week, like early in the week last week, that I really liked. And it was the Bengals, because I thought it was a similar matchup to what they had against the Falcons, and they dismantled the Falcons. I think it's a completely different team with Ja'Marr Chase. I have one pick tonight. It's an under. Cleveland rush defense, actually not bad. Since he runs the ball like 30th or 29th in the NFL, I will be taking Joe Mixon under. That will be my one pick for tonight. Joe Mixon under. And I believe it's 60. Let me see here, just so I have it right for tonight. Joe Mixon under 65.5 is my one pick for tonight.
Browns covered 2 of 8 on Monday. Covered 4 of 17 against the AFC North. Bengals covered 8 and 9 on the road. Bengals 3-1 ATS on the road. Browns 1-3 ATS at home. Bengals covered 12 of 15 against the Brownies. I'm a sucker. I'll lay the points with the Bengals.
Okay. To correct there, the Browns' rushing defense is not great, but the Cincy rush offense is worse. So, but I'm sticking with the mix in 60. Except for I may get fucked on that because Jamar's out. They may want to run the ball more. Yeah, I'm probably gonna lose that one tonight. Fuck it.
No. I think it's fair. How about
that, Tony?
I think it's a good spot.
What are you guys doing back there?
I love the Browns. So 3 of the last 4 losses, they lost by 3 points or less. I think that they will be fired up tonight, ready to go Halloween in Cleveland. Opened at the 2.5. I think it should have stayed below the 3. I think 3 and a hook is enough to get me involved. And then I like Nick Chubb to run all over the joint. 100 plus is plus 180. Throw it with the Browns plus 3.5. That's plus 250. So I'm on the Browns.
I actually do have a same game parlay.
I can't tell if it's a trap or not, though.
I don't know what it is.
Seems like a obvious rules. Browns could just be so wrong.
I took Joe Mixon under.
Browns plus 3.5 sounds good until fucking Brisket starts throwing to the other team.
For sure. Mitt, what are you doing tonight?
See, I have the exact same thinking as Bruce, as this screams trap game, but I'm on the complete other side. I'm thinking Cincinnati minus the 3. I know Ja'Marr Chase is out, but I think Tyler Boyd, like, let's go. Like, Tyler Boyd, Higgins, and the boys.
No, they still
have
weapons.
Great fucking receiving core. They have a bunch of depth. Like, the only thing that scares me is their offensive line against the Browns' defensive line in the passing game, but I don't know. I think their offensive line started to kind of figure it out recently. I like betting on Joe Burrow. Let's go. It's Joe Burrow. It's Halloween. He's going to be fucking terrifying to see tonight. Let's fucking go.
Okay. Another little nugget, right? Jadeveon Clowney's back, right?
Yes.
Which
scares the fuck out of
him. Kind of excited.
I'm sure he'll play at least 10 plays.
Yeah, exactly.
Those 10 plays, he will be playing on like third down, and one of them could be a big one.
Exactly.
That just scares the shit out of me.
Let's see. Are there any boosts?
I wouldn't lose sleep over it, man.
Oh, Kay's got a boost tonight.
I actually fucking love that boost.
What,
that
Kay's boost? That boost
is awesome, yeah.
Bengals to win.
Bengals to win.
Joe Burrow, 250 plus.
Bingo.
And T. Higgins, 50 plus. You know what? I don't hate it either.
Yeah, I mean, see?
If you like the Bengals, you have to take that.
Kay's putting a banger out there. Shout out, Kay.
Shout out, Kay Adams.
Okay. World Series. They're starting Syndergaard tonight?
Yeah. That's four. What I'm saying, man. Like, I know Philly's won game one, but I feel like to win this series, they had to win all of Wheeler's starts.
A lot of people.
Because after Wheeler and Nola, fucking good luck, my friend.
Yeah, I agree. Well, what's his name's not bad. Who I thought was going to go.
Ranger Suarez.
Syndergaard is his. He hasn't started in forever.
He started.
I'm not a huge McCullers guy either. I would like to bet tonight, but I'm not going to.
McCullers seems to show up in big spots.
He does. I mean, he's got a lot of big spot experience too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sticking with what I'm doing this whole series. Houston. Astros first five money line.
Okay. Anyway, Bruce, you doing anything for World Series?
I might go Phillies on the run line. I kind of just think they'll go back and forth to a game seven now that it's 1-1, but no real strong feels. Okay. I mean, minus 154, actually. That's pretty good. Lose in heartbreaking fashion, sure. Probably.
Sure, why not? Okay. Any NBA tonight from you boys?
Oh yeah. My mic was turned off, but again, I said, oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
Start us off, Mitt. Let us know, lad.
All right. We're going to go back to the well with one of my favorite teams to bet on. The Washington Wizards are getting 3 points at home. Philly's going into Washington. Philly's dysfunctional as fuck. Washington's been balling out. It fits my model great. Also, Brooklyn. A bunch of money. Brooklyn minus 8.5. At home against the Pacers, you know, I think the Pacers fucking stink at basketball. They are tanking. Brooklyn hasn't really been playing that well. I know that Ben Simmons is questionable. He doesn't really matter in this game. It's going to be a KD Kyrie game. Points, points, points. Get right game there. Dang it, my phone just shut off. We have Detroit plus the 13.5 going into Milwaukee. This was a rules game. The rules just scream Detroit plus the points here. I don't know why. I'm terrified of it. And then this one's for the heart. Memphis money line. Most of public's money is on Memphis. They're playing at Utah, but I love the Memphis Grizzlies. I will bet the Memphis Grizzlies all the time.
Okay. Bruce, anything from you tonight?
I do lean to the Wizards as well. Joel Embiid is questionable.
He's a wizard, Bruce.
Joel Embiid's questionable. Did not participate in the shoot-around with an illness. But I'm actually on the Pacers. I do think that Ben Simmons.
Little home cooking for Bruce Hebrews.
Trying to get back for not taking the Colts yesterday.
No. Of course not. I actually did end up doing a parlay where I meant to put Commanders plus 7.5, but I put Colts plus 7.5, but it literally didn't matter at all. So I think Ben Simmons out does matter. I think that Tyrese Haliburton and the rookie Benedict Mathurin, is that how you say it? Mathurin, they should be able to feast without him there. I think it's a pretty good matchup overall with Miles Turner kind of stretching out KD a bit.
Okay. Anything from you in the association?
I like the Raptors money line at home against the Hawks.
Okay.
And then I'm with Mitt. I like Memphis money line at Utah. I think that's short.
Okay.
It is short.
Utah has been playing very good. For a team that sold their best player, or their two best players, they've been playing really fucking good, but I don't know.
It's got to catch Memphis, up bro. At some point, man.
Okay. I'd like to welcome to the stage.
Is it cold in there?
Is it cold in here, Brady Skates?
Well, I don't know shit about hockey, I'll tell you right now, but I can't be any worse than that fucking Nicky Skates guy. So. I'll give you a couple picks.
What's the hockey program like at Southern Miss?
Oh, Southern Miss.
They could actually use some
money.
There has been like some big hockey bettors who have actually thrown in the towel after the start of the season for a few weeks. So
yeah,
Nick's not alone.
Nick did too. He didn't show up today.
PSU auto guy. I saw him throw his hands up as well. It's been blood in the water.
Blood in the water. Couple games tonight.
Washington Caps. They got that.
Where are they going, Brett?
They got that Alex Ovechkin guy. He's pretty good.
Where are they going?
They're going to Carolina. I love it down there in Carolina. I used to go to Panthers games. I'd say, man, I love it here. It's NASCAR. It's good rubbing and racing.
You heard about the Canucks? 20,000 of them screaming.
I heard they're screaming.
Yeah.
I heard they're screaming for a win. It's going to be a close one. Both these teams coming off of road wins.
Uh-huh.
What? Give me the Caniacs. Okay. I like the Carolina.
Kyle, you want anything there?
No, no thanks.
Okay. How about wings at Sabres?
Well, Detroit. Detroit, they kind of stink at everything.
Yeah, they do.
Buffalo, they just got a win on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, they did.
I think we go with the Buffalo.
The Sabres. The
Sabres.
Pal, you want anything on that one?
Dominic Hasek.
No, thank good. You.
Oh, Dom Hasek is good. He's doing what you're stealing my bit, dude. Kings are at the Blues. 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 Blues.
Blues. Blues. Blues. I saw St. Louis. They lost like four times in a row.
Really?
Yeah, all in regulation. It ain't good. They can't score. They can't score. That LA team, though. That LA.
What about if Grice is in that?
LA can score.
Okay.
I like offense. Grace, I like LA. I didn't know that. I like what LA's doing. I'll take the Kings.
Okay. So Brett's on the Kings, Sabres, and the Caniacs.
Yeah, I think
so. I'm on Blues money line, Brad. I like the blues.
Well, what the hell, man? I thought we were taking everybody's money and giving it to FanDuel.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you, Brad. Those copper fits are awesome.
Don't forget about Southern Miss on Saturday.
What about them copper fits?
Oh, these things? I'm actually working on... I got some funding coming in. I'm going to get some copper bonded to my spine. I won't need to wear clothes anymore. I can just have it in my bones.
Thank you, Brett. Okay. NBA, NHL, World Series, college, NFL. We're good.
Footy. Surely we've
footy. Done
it. Chomps League tomorrow.
Champions.
Sporting draw no bet versus Frankfurt. And Tottenham draw no bet at Marseille.
Okay. Hey, good luck to you.
Think Tottenham might have turned it around.
Hell yeah.
Here we go.
Hell yeah.
Against Bournemouth.
3-2, right?
Yeah.
That's the type of comeback you need.
90-second minute. Fucking absolute scenes.
Spark the rest of the season. All right. Can't appreciate you guys enough. Happy Halloween.
Maxion tomorrow, baby.
Maxion tomorrow. I don't like tomorrow's games in Maxion. I like Wednesday's game. I got two picks on Wednesday.
Wait, Tony, who's tomorrow for Maxion?
Going to have to force some picks tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Ball State at Kent State.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
Buffalo, Ohio.
At Ohio.
Actually, you know, the numbers tell me to take the overs in those games, but you know how I feel about that.
Why did Ball State go to +4.5 to +7.5?
I don't know. I looked. It must be a quarterback thing, probably. Normally, it's a quarterback thing.
Should we flip a coin to welcome Max?
No.
No, we are not disrespecting Maxion like that. This is one of the fucking most holy things that's ever happened.
We save the coin for hockey, dude. Okay. Don't tell Nick.
Brett should have flipped the coin. Brett should have flipped the suitcase.
All right. He should have. He fucking should have. Maxion tomorrow and Wednesday. Thursday night football for college and NFL. Friday, we got it. College football, World Series the rest of the week. Good week coming up. We can't thank you guys enough. Tell your friends, tell your family. YouTube.com/HammerDon.
But
good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Da. Da.